Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 10th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.46. The dew point is 14 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Baseball and budget are on the ballot this spring. Brandon Dixon reports.
Jackson County legislators have adopted an ordinance that will put an extension of a 3/8 cent sales tax on the ballot for April. The tax supports the Truman Sports Complex, and the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs say they won't leave the county as long as voters approve the tax renewal. It comes as the Royals have been considering potential sites for a new ballpark. Meanwhile, the Chiefs would stay and renovate Arrowhead Stadium. The county needed to approve an ordinance by January 23rd to get the issue on the April ballot. I'm Britta Dixon.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will review three species this year to assess their vulnerability to see if they deserve protections. The shoal chubfish stays in shallow water like the Republican River. That'll be reviewed. The broadhead skink inhabits Oak Woodlands in Bourbon, Crawford, Lynn, and Miami counties. And they'll assess the northern map turtle that's in Allen, Anderson, Bourbon, and Franklin counties. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, the first day of the 2024 legislative session, Governor Kelly joined Republican State Senators John Dahl and Rob Olson, Independent State Senator Dennis Pyle, and Senate Democratic Leader Dinah Sykes to unveil a tax cut proposal that they say would save Kansans more than $1 billion over 3 years. And Kelly's office said this bipartisan plan would cut taxes for every Kansan while maintaining the state's strong fiscal standing. Some of the items included in the plan are cuts in state property taxes for Kansas homeowners, in which the bipartisan tax plan will exempt the first $100,000 in state property taxes for all Kansas homeowners. And once fully implemented, Kelly's office said 370,000 Kansas homeowners would pay less than $20 annually in state property tax. To entirely eliminate state taxes on Social Security income, as Kansas is one of 11 states that impose a state tax on Social Security benefits, resulting in seniors leaving the state in search of a lower tax burden. Immediately axes the state sales tax on groceries, diapers, and feminine hygiene products, provides relief for working families in need of child care, and it creates a back-to-school state sales tax holiday because every August, Kansans spend a large amount of money on back-to-school shopping. To ease the pain of the additional but necessary purchases, this bipartisan plan provides tax relief on clothing, school supplies, computer software, and computer supplies. This four-day tax-free holiday is estimated to save Kansans nearly $15 million in 3 years. The State Library of Kansas continues to offer its dedicated legislative hotline as an ongoing resource for Kansans who are seeking information about state legislation or legislative matters. Staffed by experienced librarians, this hotline serves as a trustworthy point of contact for Kansas residents who can inquire about various topics, such as identifying their legislators, accessing legislator contact information, checking the status of specific bills, understanding the legislative process, locating historical information, and other inquiries that are related to Kansas government. Live assistance is available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. And outside of those hours, messages left by voicemail or email are promptly returned on the next business day. Kansans can also engage in real-time conversations with librarians through the Ask a Librarian service at kslib.info/ask. Residents can connect with the legislative hotline by phone, toll-free, 800-432-3924, by chat at kslib.info/ask, or by email, infodesk@ks.gov. With forecasted extremely cold weather headed to Kansas, Kansans are reminded that the cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months that began on November 1st, remains in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish their service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, kcc.ks.gov. Kansans may also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. The state of Kansas ended December 2023 with total tax collections at $1.43 billion, which is $36.9 million below the estimate, and total tax collections are down 3.8% from December of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $397.1 million, that's $17.1 million above the estimate, and up 5.9% from December of 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $235.7 million. That's $39.3 million below the estimate and down 16.1% from December of last year. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said withholding tax, the largest component of the individual income tax receipts, were 9.2% greater than December of 2022. And he said he further observed that the corporate income tax receipts were lower than expected because there was one less deposit day this December compared to December of 2022, with nearly $34.4 million deposited on that additional day. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $302.4 million, which is $5.6 million below the estimate and down $4.9 million from December of last year. In Nebraska news, the Lincoln Police Department has identified a man who was found dead inside a North Bottoms home last month. At around 4:40 p.m. on December 19th, officers were sent on a welfare check to a home near 12th and New Hampshire Streets, and when they arrived, no one answered the door and officers smelled gas. After Lincoln Fire and Rescue shut off the home's gas, crews entered and found Alaric Hardin, 45, and Larry Cole, 76, and Cole was pronounced dead at the scene. Hardin, who is conscious, was taken to a hospital, and once medically cleared, he was arrested on suspicion of removing or concealing human remains. On Monday, officials said police are investigating the case as a homicide. However, a suspect has not yet been identified. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. A district court arraignment date has been set for a Hastings man who's accused of sexually assaulting a teen in Buffalo County. Court records showed that 48-year-old Michael White was charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child, and the affidavit detailing the case has been sealed. However, records say the crime happened around April 24th of last year and involved a then 16-year-old. White has faced similar accusations in the past. Last year, he was convicted in Buffalo County of attempted first-degree sexual abuse of a protected person and contributing to the delinquency of a child that was a different victim, and he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for those crimes. Court records show his arraignment date is currently scheduled for February 5th and will have a pretrial hearing set for mid-March. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, January 3rd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briary, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briary and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the December 20th, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were no building permits presented for approval, and City Clerk Alex McKenna gave the oath of office to Mayor Jerry Jones, along with council members Jason Jones of Ward 1, Jim Miller of Ward 2, and Dale Jacobson of Ward 3. A motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Ron Briary to approve the mayor's appointment of Dennis Gilhausen to finish the unexpired term of the Ward 2 council position, with the term expiring on January of 2025. The motion carried, and the oath of office was given to Dennis Gilhausen. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briary to approve the Mayor Jones's 2024 Council Committee appointments. That includes, for the Finance Committee, Chairperson Dennis Gilhausen, Vice Chair Ron Briary, and Member Dale Jacobson. For the Utility Committee, Chairperson Ron Briary, Vice Chair Gerald Jones, and Member Jason Jones. For the Personnel Committee, Chairperson Jason Jones, Vice Chair Gerald Jones, and Member Jim Miller. For the Public Safety Committee, Chairperson Gerald Jones, Vice Chair Ron Briary, and Member Dale Jacobson. For the Parks and Cemetery Committee, Chairperson Dale Jacobson, Vice Chair Dennis Gilhausen, and Member Jason Jones. And for the Public Works Committee, Chairperson Ron Briary, Vice Chair Dennis Gilhausen, and Member Jim Miller. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briary to approve the board and council representative positions for 2024. That includes, for the Airport Board, Ron Briary and Dale Jacobson. For the KMEA Council Representative, Mayor Jones and James Maru. For the County Commission Council Representative, Jim Miller. For the Bed Tax Committee Council Representative, Ron Briary. For the Library Board, Jim Miller. For the Solid Waste Committee Representatives, Mayor Jones, James Maru, and Dale Jacobson. For the Economic Development Committee, Mayor Jones and Dale Jacobson. For the Chamber of Commerce Council Representative, Jim Miller. And for the 2020 Emergency Planning Commission, Dale Jacobson. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briary to approve other city appointments for 2024, including the Norton City Clerk, Alex McKenna, the Norton City Treasurer, Patty Lawson, the Chief of Police, Jay Sharp, the Norton City Attorney, Abigail Horn, the Norton City Prosecutor, Abigail Horn, the Fire Chief, Cameron Archer, the Municipal Judge, Jerry Hawks, the official city newspaper, the Norton Telegram, and the official city radio station, KQNK. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The results for the J.R. Durham Wrestling Tournament held in Norton on Saturday, January 6, includes the top four boys varsity team scores, with Scott City placing first with 169 points, Cozad placing second with 159 points, North Platte placing third with 138.5 points, and Norton placing fourth with 107 points. The top four girls varsity team results includes Lexington placing first with 142 points, Colby placing second with 138 points, Oakley placing third with 98 points, and Norton Community placing fourth with 76 points. Norton's head wrestling coach, Bill Brockelman, reported that the boys and girls both finished fourth as a team, and both teams brought home six medals. On the boys' side, they crowned two champions, with Logan Willauer defeating state-ranked Luke Franklin of Smith Center to win first, earning him the Wrestler of the Week. Coach said Corbin Puga was also very dominant at 285 pounds. Brennan Fonenstiel and Derek Clydesdale both brought home third place for the Blue Jays, and Jayton Weigel and Caleb Kieswetter brought home some hardware, finishing fourth to round out the boys' medalist. On the girls' side, Dally Braun, Cadence Greeson, and Kenya Goss brought home second-place medals, and Cadence Greeson defeated Harrodsburg of Smith Center for the first time in a very dominant fashion, which earned her the Girls' Wrestler of the Week. Dana Bailey and Adriana Winters brought home third-place finishes, and Emma Ballou finished fourth for the Blue Jays on the girls' side. The Blue Jays hope to be traveling to Hayes and Newton this week with some uncertainty as rough weather may be ahead on the 13th and 14th. Mass of Christian burial for Alvin Mapes, 90 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, January 13th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton. An interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, January 12th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a rosary and wake service will follow at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be given to the Knights of Columbus or St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburgers, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to make the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be some patchy blowing snow between 10 a.m. and noon. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 39 and breezy, with a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 10 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly after 8 a.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 24. It should be blustery tomorrow on Thursday with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour with new snow accumulation of around an inch. On Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers before midnight, should be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with the low around 2, and wind chill values on Thursday night will be as low as minus 14. It'll be blustery with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Thursday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 17. On Saturday, partly sunny and cold with a high near 6. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 2. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 8. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 23. Currently, with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.46, the dew point is 14 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. The Kansas City Chiefs are getting healthy heading into their wild card weekend contest against the Miami Dolphins at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday. Only two Chiefs players were unable to practice yesterday. They were tackle Wanye Morris, who is in the concussion protocol, and wide receiver Justin Ross dealing with a hamstring injury. Three Chiefs were listed as limited: tackle Donovan Smith, cornerback Legarius Sneed, and wide receiver Kadarius Toney. The Miami Dolphins are in a much different injury situation. They've already ruled out cornerback Xavien Howard with a foot injury and placed three linebackers on injured reserve yesterday: Andrew Van Ginkle, Cameron Good, and Jerome Baker. Left tackle Teron Armstead didn't practice with an injury yesterday. Neither did both Dolphins starting safeties, Deshaun Elliott and Javon Holland. Among the players who were limited in practice, running back Raheem Mostert and wide receivers Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
We have a chilly morning across Kansas with temperatures running in the teens across the central and eastern part of the state with 20s in northwest and southeast Kansas. This allowed wind chills to fall into the single digits as a ridge of high pressure starts to make its exit. We will be in the mid-30s today due to the snowpack on the ground. By tomorrow afternoon, another winter storm takes aim on the plains as low pressure moves in from the southern Rockies. This will fall as all snow, primarily along and near Highway 36 northward tomorrow afternoon and Friday, where 4 inches of snow or more may occur. Winds will begin to increase and Arctic air spills into the plains. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny, our high temperature in the upper 30s. North central Kansas, partly cloudy, a slight chance of light snow with a high 35. Sunny in mid-30s in northeast Kansas. Quiet conditions in southwestern Kansas with a high in the upper 30s. Not as cool mid-40s in south-central Kansas. Upper 40s likely in the southeast part of the state. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, cattle were on a roller coaster yesterday with early strength running out of gas and futures falling over, only to find buying interest moving into the close. Nearby feeder cattle struggled through the close. Hog futures had another good day with nearby contracts outperforming deferred contracts. Now, corn futures are lower this morning as the largest attack to date by Houthi rebels once again highlights the higher shipping rates that are making world exports of all commodities and other goods more expensive to importers. For soybeans, they're lower this morning as the shipping issue once again moves to the front page. Of course, the other item that everyone is talking about is rainfall in Mato Grosso. And the argument continues, are we just stabilizing a much lower crop or are we adding bushels? This is the Kansas Ag Network.